Welcome, everyone, to He Hears Even the Cricket in the Corner. I'm Cricket Douglas, along with Sam Emanuel, and today is December the 31st, 2025. We haven't did a podcast in a while, but Sam and I decided to do one for the last day of the year. And I'm so grateful and thankful for this and the time with Sam. And our topic for today will be on reflections. And boy, Sam, we got a lot to look back at and be grateful and thank God for. And I know a lot has been going on in your life. And I was thinking about how God loves us so much. And Psalm 1:1-2 says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the Lord, and in his law do he meditate day and night."
I think when we're talking about reflection and hearing that verse specifically, it makes me think through every word that's mentioned there, what did my past year of life look like? Was I more leaning towards the way of the first part of that, or was it more towards the latter? And with each word that you mentioned there, I feel like in true reflection, looking back, I can see where I was trying to be on both sides of that.
Mm-hmm.
Where there were times where I just allowed, you know, kind of conforming to the world or working in the direction of the world rather than against it, just out of complacency or lack of intention. And then there were the times where I'd kind of catch myself and I'm like, well, I got to make sure, you know, I get me some Jesus in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
that brings me to think about where in the Bible it talks about the lukewarm Christian and how that doesn't truly exist. It's either you are or you aren't.
Ooh.
And, of course, that is not where I want to be. I'm not trying to be a lukewarm Christian. And it makes me think, here we are having the opportunity, you know, by a man-made calendar where we get to see, you know, look back at the year that we experienced and we're about to enter a new one. That makes me think of the question of what if there was no tomorrow? And it's by his grace that we have the opportunity to sit here and the opportunity to, you know, be reflective and look back and opportunity for you to read that verse there and for me to think back and see my shortcomings and where I failed, and then also reflecting on the things I did do good and how I want to increase that and find myself if, you know, God allows for me another year of life for us to be sitting in the same spot a year from now and looking back and with confidence being like, I definitely was on the better side of those two. But that's what that verse speaks to me.
And I thank you for being so transparent. And as for myself, I can truly say I've been lukewarm. And, you know, you and I discussed about having the Christ-like minds around you. And it's easy to get out of Christ and to get into your own self. And 2 Corinthians 13:5 says, "Examine yourselves, whether you be in the faith, prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobate." And I was just thinking about that, how when we get out of Christ and become our own selves, doing our own thing. And when I said I was lukewarm, at times my mind, you know, when I first read Psalm 1, meditate on his word night and day. At times my mind wasn't meditating on the word, but other things being distracted. And when we meditate on something, It's like you're being marinated. You just soaked in something, and it turns you from what was into what is and what is supposed to be. And looking back, I might have been lukewarm, being truthful and transparent, but something always came across me that I would get right back where I was supposed to be. It reminds me of Jesus leading the sheep. And you have to be in unison. You have to be in alignment. And if you just look away for a minute, how you veer off and break the bondage. And Jesus would know that there was a break in one of his sheep, as he does us daily. He knows that because he can feel it, he can sense it, but because he loves us, he will definitely send something our way to remind us, I am in you. And when we do that break, we're breaking away from him. And that's something I don't want to do, Sam, because as you just said, this is the last day of the year, and how was I faithful in my faith towards God? Because without faith, we can't do anything. Nothing transpires. It may look like we're prospering, but we're not.
I think another thing that I think of there is now that we have this point where we sit and can reflect on the past and where we did things wrong and where we had done things right. There's a quote I heard recently. It's not necessarily tied to anything biblical, but just like allowing yourself to not just focus on the negative when being self-aware, but the positive as well, and being able to say those things in the same breath. And what that makes me think of is how the difference between being condemned versus convicted, and how at this point, very easily, and with the type of person I am, I can give into condemning myself for where I, you know, the opportunities that I had missed because I was so focused in the wrong direction, or just the life that I lived, like that I can't sit here after living another year of life and be like, yeah, I totally, without a doubt, was on the right side all the time. Which, you know, of course, we're not perfect, so none of us can truly say that. But that I can sit here and have the grace of God that this can be a conviction for me rather than being condemned. And that God is that graceful that even after a whole another year of life, which he sustained me through, he can still be like, well, you see that? And I say, yep. He's like, well, let's make it right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's try again. And you know, I'm making a bold assumption here, but Lord willing, I get another day, I get another year, I got many more years
mm-hmm.
for me to take this conviction on how I have lived my life this past year and lived my life in general, too, up until this point, and just keep increasing and moving towards that other side rather than settling to live in and with the world. And I'm thankful for, because even in that time of, you know, sitting with the scoffers or whatever else mentioned there in the initial verse, there's a lot of lessons learned. And even that, something that's not in line with God's will necessarily, he still utilizes that and helps me grow.
Yeah.
And it also just fortifies the feeling of like, wow, what were those feelings like versus when I am in God's will? What that distance and that emptiness and lack of fulfillment that I feel when I'm living to glorify the world or living in the ways of the world versus what I experience when I am living in accordance to God's will. And we've talked in episodes before about how I'll come to some grand you know, God reveals something to me, or even in our conversations, we talk about something, and so quickly I can forget. And I look back and I am thankful because I do see, despite where I felt like often I was on the other side of this rather than on the right way, I did make some progress in some areas. And I attribute that to the things that God did reveal to me and I learned through conversations that we had, through the additional efforts I've been putting into being in the Word more, listening to sermons and, you know, fellow brothers and sisters and other believers, and that increasing. And so I'm thankful for that too, and I do recognize that as well. And so, and very appreciative for this reflecting we get to do.
And I think about the word condemn and convict. And con means to conform. And the being condemned means you just taking everything that you've gotten and you just throwing it all away. And then I look at the word conviction. That means you conform into being victorious over the situation in your lives. And what I love about God and the word con, C-O-N, that we get to have a good conversation, that we get not to conform to the world, that we get to confide in Him, and everything is conformative to Him. We just have to be in the right place and not get complacent with the uncomfortableness that it brings. And to look back and reflect, we're not to be condemned. We are to look back and say, God, how can I make this better? Because in any seat that we take at any table, there's a lesson to be learned. And the people that we're surrounded by, in all things, give thanks. Because they're not there for you. They're there to make you, that conformity. They're there to make that better, that you can overcome the things of the world. And it's easy, Sam. And when I say it's easy, guess what? We just have to allow it. It's like when you get a raging fever in you. You know, often we want to take a Tylenol to get rid of that. Sometimes you got to let that come out. I remember sometimes you can have such a fever and infection and you can get a fever blister. And when you see that fever blister, how condemning it looks on your lips. And you'd be like, but it's there for a reminder to let you know that this will heal. And it's the healing from the inside out that does the better work in us, because it's always an inside job for all of us. And reflecting on 2025 overall, what can I say? I wasn't the best, but God had blessed me with a good year. And I was talking with you earlier about just how significant you are in my life, and your grandma, Miss Pat. That's my ladybug right there. And just a lot of things have happened, and we're grateful for the things, the growth, the changes in our lives. And I'm just so grateful for the people that's in my lives, because it gives me a chance to look in my inner filthiness and ask God to help me clean myself up, because at no time can I ever step forward and say that I'm better. I'm only better when I'm better in Christ.
There's literally, I don't think there's a single occurrence that happened this year that at this point in the year, looking back, that I can't like accept or understand that God intended it for a purpose. Like every single thing, and a lot happened this year. A lot happened that was new for me. A lot happened that I didn't plan for. a lot that without God, I couldn't imagine how I would have navigated it. And even in the moment, maybe not reacting to it in a godly way, still looking back now and being like, he had a purpose in that. some of the many things that I think about is especially my grandpa, and even through our conversations that we had before while everything was still happening and he was still here with us, just like that, the build up of that, the conversations we had around it, the time of being able to be beside him and care for him and enjoy that time and see how all of that, even in the times where it was like in the moment, I was like, golly, God, like, why can we skip past this part? Like, why would you have this? Like, looking back now, all of it was beneficial. Things with changes with work and things with changes at home and growth, not only on my part, but in other people, and how that affected me in the moment may have seemed positive or negative, and then now just seeing that God used every single bit of it to help refine me this year. And
Romans 8:29, it talks about how God is glorified in our circumstances. And even I know that the loss of your grandfather was a big part of your life, and I got the opportunity, not the opportunity, the predestination from God to meet him. And like I said, being with you and your family, it was the most incredible experience that I have ever experienced in my life. It was like I told you, when we were driving to your grandparents' home, just like I blinked my eyes and it's like I was transported in another place and another time. And the peace that rested around the home inside and around it, it's just like being in a whole different place. And there's some things that you just can't explain, but you know that they're from God. And your grandmother, she's such a beautiful woman, and I had the opportunity, as you know, to go out to dinner with y'all, and I would have never known. Miss Pat, when I first met her, she seemed so quiet, and I can understand at the time that I met her what all she was going through. But when we sat down and we ate, oh my God, Sam, I had the best time, and I'll never forget that, because that's a reflective time, even in the midst of her loss. And she's saying that your papa was her man. I don't really know that was her man. And it's just like, I'll never forget her telling me that. And the record by Randy Travis, Forever and Ever. I mean, the love is there. I mean, it's in the grounds, the home. It's just all around, and it's transferred to you. And God is just so good to us. And like, the scripture says he'll never leave us nor forsake us, because he's always with us, and it's just truly a blessing. And like you said, so much have happened this year, and for those who have lost a loved one, and it may have been your first holiday season being without them, just know God will heal all your wounds, but you got to give it to him to be healed, in order to be healed, because you just can't hold on to it. You got to give it to him. And, you know, he asked the man at the pool of Bethesda, do you want to be healed? And you got to ask yourself, do you really want to be healed of the things that bring you so much pain? You got to learn how to release them. And I released a lot of things that I thought I could handle on my own. But looking back, I thank God that I was able to give it to him, because it served me no purpose, and I'm in a better place in my life right now. And I just thank God for year 2025. Would I change it? No, because I can't change it. Mm-hmm. How can I make it better? Through Jesus Christ.
And it's awesome to have that option to give it up to him and know that he'll take care of it. But too, being able to request from him, how do I navigate this, Lord, or how do I react to this? Or even just when you feel like nothing else, just asking for peace and getting that peace from him. And it just almost feels odd because you're like, this is not how people react to this. This is not how, this is, and I say with quotations, like, this is not how it's supposed to be. That is how it is in the world without a God and without a hope.
Right.
It is how it is and how it's supposed to be when we do things correctly and do it according to God's will and pray and seek and ask for that type of peace from him. We get to endure all of this in the best way possible because he know that he's using it and know how you can react to it. Like, my reaction, and it's only because I did seek God through it all. Like, I not only lost one grandpa, but I lost two, and I lost both of them almost within 3 months of each other. Mm-hmm. And just so quickly how, like, my man and, like, my flesh can go to, like, woe is me. Like, how could a God that supposedly loves me take both of these men out of my life so close together? That could be the reaction. But instead, I thought back, and I haven't thought this thought in so long, but God just, like, he, you know, brought it to top of mind for me is the day that Uriah and Malachi, my two younger brothers, were born. I looked at them when they came out from the back, you know, having just been born, and they're in those little carts, and I looked, and Mimi and Papa were there, and I was just like, Lord, please give them an experience and memories and time spent with Mimi and Papa and Mama and Papa, both sides. I wanted them to have to get to know them in some way of their own. And when both of those grandpas passed away and I started praying to God for peace around the situation, not only did he give me peace, but he revealed, not only did I allow them to have their own experiences and memories, the twins, Uriah and Malachi, are almost 18 years old. They got a whole childhood mm-hmm. with both sets of grandparents. And if that is not an answer to prayer,
mm-hmm.
I was 8 years old when they were born. I'm 25 now. And a prayer that I prayed as a child so long ago, God answered it and sustained my family so that it was just a quick request. He owes us nothing.
Mm-mm.
And for him to do all that he does for us, and on top of that, answer requests like that, it's just such a blessing to me. And so I say all that to say there is no possible way when I think through that I can say woe is me and complain that he took both of them away. I got more than I deserve. I could do nothing but celebrate and be thankful for the time that I did have for them. And I'm just so thankful for that. And talk about reflection. I mean, that was years in the making, like to the point where I had even forgotten, but he didn't.
But he didn't, because he brought it back to you. And the thing is, you didn't get upset. See, you're able to glorify God in that, even though they're not no longer here. But you can look at your brothers right now, and you can always remember that. You can reflect upon something that you requested years ago, and he brought it to pass for you.
Yeah.
And both of your grandparents, your granddads, they're at peace now.
Mm.
And your life is good, Sam, because I was with you and around you when all that transpired. And I can totally say that you're in a good place with it.
I'm very thankful for it, because there's so many people, and I braced myself for that. I didn't know what that was going to look like, because my point of reference for some of it, you know, I've seen other believers and how they've navigated that situation, but the large majority of the world is not able to have the peace that I was about it, because they're not believers, not seeking that peace from God. And it just came to surprise me that I could just accept it in that way. And of course I miss them. I miss them mm-hmm. dearly. But even that, it's like I think stuff like that, and it just swoops in, like you said, they're at peace.
Yeah,
like, what is there? Like, you know, I miss them. Don't have the, you know, ability to spend time with them here. But gosh, it's not like anything bad happened.
And
truly,
look what happened, and when your grandfather past, it allowed you and your other cousins, all of y'all got together. You had a big trip and you had the chance to experience life over there. And
gosh, I mean, that too. I just realized, like, even that, I used to, as a kid, oh my gosh, I would pray that all my family could be together one day, both sides. And how crazy is it that we traveled 8,000 miles away and all of us were able to meet? And again, that prayer probably was at 5 years old.
See?
Like, it's such a long, that was 20 years ago, Miss Cricket. And, oh my gosh.
And it's just the reflection and the transformation. Things are happening. They're happening as we live in each moment. And when it comes to God and our prayer requests, you know, something came to my mind, Habakkuk 2. When we were in one team and William was saying about journaling and write what we want down. And I went home and I thought about Habakkuk, when God says, write the vision and make it plain. And write it on your heart, because that's what God sees. And though it tarries, wait on it, because it'll come to pass. Now, it took you 20 years to wait on something, but guess what? You got a peace with it.
Yeah.
A peace that transcends all things and all understanding. And we serve a mighty God. And for those of you who are hearing this, I mean, this is just Sam and I. This is how we are. And I'm just so, like I said, I'm just so grateful. A lot of things have transpired this year, professionally and personally, for us both. And but I, at the end of the day, I don't believe in traditions and whatever, or waiting for the ball to drop. You know, I already thank God about 6:30 this morning for 2025. Because guess what? I may not be here to see the ball drop. So that's why I let all traditions go. But I'm in a state of gratitude. I mean, I can feel it, and I'm just grateful.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful for God, and it's just been a blessed year, and I'm so grateful to God for answering my prayers. And the ones that he didn't, I'm going to wait on them, because they'll come to pass. And if they don't, I'm still blessed beyond measures. Because he knows better than I do. And he knows what's going to happen 5 minutes from now, Sam. And we don't. But in the midst of it all, if we go, I'm with Sam. Yeah. and I'm just grateful. I mean, you know, and I pray that the coming year will be a year of unity for all us all. And that we can come together as children of Christ and be the light of the world that God has created us to be. And for those that don't know him and look at us and say, what's wrong with them? I'm beyond happy today. I'm so beyond happy, really. I think I could go ice skating, but God did give me sense. He know that my body, I'm not 25 anymore. And but on a serious note, I'm just so humbly grateful for God. Mm-hmm. And I pray that each and everyone have a blessed new year, and grateful for Sam as always. And Sam, if you don't have anything else to say, you can take us out in prayer.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and pray. Lord, thank you so much for today. Thank you for this time that we get to sit down and just be intentional with reflection, Lord, and get to have the conversation that we get to have, and also share it with our friends who listen, Lord. And I just pray for each one of them to do the same and reflect, Lord, not because it's a new year, but just because it's a time that we recognize that you do sustain us, Lord. You have sustained us. Looking back at how great that's been, and knowing that you'll continue to sustain us, Lord, and that we need to navigate this life in a way that is honoring and glorifying to you, Lord. And I'm so thankful that we get to do that here today. And I pray that this is something we can do daily, just ensuring that we're in alignment with you and your will, Lord, and just glorifying you through everything that we do, and be on the right side of things, Lord, and make our decisions through that lens, through the lens that you have planned for us, Lord, and I just pray that we stay steady and consistent and keep our integrity and what we believe and the things that nourish that through reading the Word and through praying and being in constant communication with you, Lord, but not only that, with our community, with our each other, Lord. Thank you for the people that you place in our lives intentionally, like me and Miss Cricket being able to have this relationship, Lord. It's such a blessing, and who would have ever known, Lord, and like how does something like this happen? And it's just, it is you, Lord. Like, it is so awesome that despite our the different places in the world that we come from, Lord, and that you place us together, Lord, so that we can meet each other and have the conversations that we have and spar each other on, Lord, and to strive to honor you and build this relationship and grow, Lord. I just thank you for all of that, and I pray that we are able to share our conversation in a way that's beneficial and brings value to those who listen, Lord, and even those who do listen, that if they need to reach out to us, Lord, that they can, and that we're able to be worked through you, Lord, in your way, to be able to have more conversations that just help us run this race with endurance, Lord, and live the life that honors you. And I pray all these things in your name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sam. Love you.
Thank you, Miss Cricket. Love you too.